related brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们又一同聚集，可以来学习主的话语。
We can gather together again to learn God's word.
那今天我们愿意在敬拜这个主题上，我们一道有一点点的彼此的勉励。
We'd like to have some sharing encouragement on this topic of worship.
好吧，我们先来看几处的经文。
How about let's read some scriptures first?
请我们翻到彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
主要的经文是两节，彼得前书第二章第五节。
1 Peter 2:5. We have two main verses to read.
彼得前书第二章第五节说，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
1 Peter 2:5 You also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第二处是第四章第十二节。
Second place is chapter 4 verse 10.
彼得前书四章十二节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事。
1 Peter 4:10 As each one has 4:12 Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you which comes upon you for your testing as though some strange thing were happening to you.
好，我们除了主要的经文，我们再来念几处吧。
Let's read some additional scriptures.
请我们翻到耶利米书，我们念三处。
Please turn to Jeremiah. We have three verses to read.
耶利米书第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7.
第四节。
Verse 4. Chapter 7, verse 4.
七章四节说，你们不要倚靠虚谎的话说，这些是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿。
Do not trust in deceptive words, saying, This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
23节。
Verse 23.
我只吩咐他们这一件，说，你们当听从我的话，我就做你们的神，你们也做我的子民。先到这里。
But this is what I commanded them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people.
然后31章。
Then Jeremiah chapter
31. 31章我们读33节。
We'll read verse 33.
或者31节一同念好了。耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
So we also read verse 31. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
33节，耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Verse 33 says,But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
然后请我们翻到后面一卷，以西结书28章。
Then let's turn to Ezekiel, the book right afterwards. Ezekiel chapter 28.
以西结书28章。
Ezekiel chapter 28.
第三节
Verse 3.
你靠自己的大智慧和贸易增添资财，又因资财心里高傲，所以主耶和华如此说第五节
Verse 5. So Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 5. By your great wisdom, by your trade, you have increased your richesAnd your heart is lifted up because of your riches.
然后回到第二节，人子啊，你对推罗王君王说，主耶和华如此说，因你心里高傲说，我是神，我在海中做神之位，你虽然居心自比神，也不过是人，并不是神。
So let's go back to verse 2 of chapter 28. Son of man, say to the leader of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of gods, in the heart of the seas, yet you are a man and not God, although you make your heart like the heart of God.
那十三节读当中的一小段，就是说，又有精美的骨笛在你那里，又有精美的骨笛在你那里。
So we also read a small portion of verse 13. Which part is the 古迪?
古迪. You have master. The 十三节. The workmanship of your setting it aside. Maybe, 可能是那个。
Okay, well, anyway, a portion of that is in the...You have the gold, the workmanship of your settings and sockets was in you.
然后我们再来看三处但以理书。
Then we'll read in Book of Daniel.
但以理书第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
但以理书三章五节说，你们一听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，就当俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像，若不俯伏敬拜的，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。
Daniel 3:5 That at the moment you hear the sound of the horn, flute, lyre, trigon, psaltery, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up.
然后四章三十节
Chapter 4, verse
30他就是巴比伦王巴比伦王说这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都要显我威严的荣耀吗
Chapter 4, verse 30 So the king, meaning Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon The king reflected and said, Is this not Babylon the great, which I myself have built as a royal residence by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty?
五章二十节
5:20
但他就是巴比伦王但他心高气傲灵也刚愎
But when his heart was lifted up and his spirit became so proud that he behaved arrogantly,So that's also referring to the king of Babylon.
最后我们来读创世纪第四章。
And finally, we'll read a scripture from Genesis. So chapter 4.
创世纪的，今天经文读的有点多啊，我们忍耐一下。
We're reading quite a few verses, but we're almost there.
创世纪第四章是二十节开始。
Genesis chapter 4 will start from verse 20.
说亚大生亚巴，亚巴就是住帐篷牧养牲畜之人的祖师。亚巴的兄弟名叫尤巴，他是一切弹琴吹哨之人的祖师。喜拉又生了土巴该隐，他是打造各样铜铁利器的祖师。
Verse 20 of chapter 4, Genesis.Ada gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the lyre and pipe. As for Zillah, she also gave birth to Tubal-Cain, the forger of all implements of bronze and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain. Okay, that's it.
Okay, yeah. 我们圣经就读到这里。
So that concludes our scripture reading.
那么刚才我们主要的经文彼得前书二章说我们是圣洁的祭司。
So our main verse that's the 1 Peter 2:5 that says we are a preacher of righteousness.
那我想祭司呢主要的责任呢是服侍神是侍奉神。
So the main duty of a preacher is to serve God.
那么我想在圣经中呢有另外一个词呢 好多处呢是跟服事侍奉是交换使用的。
And another word in the Bible is often interchangeably used with worship and service.
那么就是我们今天的一个主题呢是敬拜。
That is the topic of today's message, worship.
那么当主耶稣被魔鬼试探的时候。
So when Jesus was tempted by Satan,
他主耶稣回答说，当拜主你的神，当敬拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Jesus replied, you need to worship the Lord God alone and serve him only.
在刚刚举办过的西安的特会上。
Because we had just had a WCCC this year.
那么我们被提醒，我们活着就是为了服事神的旨意。
We were reminded that the purpose of our living is to serve God's will.
那么在我个人的感觉的呢，都讲到侍奉或者服事这个词的时候。
My personal feeling is that whenever we mention and talk about serving.
那么过去的时候呢，我总感觉这里面有个字，中文呢是。
So in the past, I always felt like, well, this word in Chinese translation contains something like things, doing.
Yeah, 就是好像我们要做一点事。
So it just implies that you got to do something.
那么后来觉得呢，敬拜这个词呢，好像能够更深入的把这件事背后的实质发表出来。
But later I realized that the word worship could better manifest the true meaning of this word.
而敬拜这个词能够把这个崇高的职分更能够准确地表达出来。
And the word worship could really better express the high, the highness, the royal kind of priesthood, that meaning.
那么当在圣经写到启示录一章第六节或者五章第十节的时候。
So in the book of Revelation, in either chapter 1-5 or 5-16, 5-10.
Yeah, 那么里面告诉我们，我们今天我们得救的目的是为了什么？
Those verses tell us the purpose of our salvation today.
那我们是成为神的国民。
Because we want to become his people, the
成为祭司归于神。
We can become the royal priesthood.
我想这里的国民的意思是国度。
So the people here really refers to kingdom.
那么国度呢，就这个意思呢，就是我们与基督一同作王。
And the meaning of kingdom is that we become like we are king together with Jesus.
那么这个作王呢，我们今天地上作王呢，是耀武扬威。
Being a king on earth means that you can do whatever you want.
但是呢，我想神让我们做王呢，里面一个非常重要的一个目的呢，是要我们成为整个万有中带头来敬拜的。
But when God calls us to be king, that means He wants us to be the leaders of worship among all people.
所以我想圣洁的祭司这个词。
So the word royal priesthood.
那里面还有一个意思，我们是神圣的祭司。
Means that one part of the meaning is that we are royal and holy.
那就是我们所得到一个托付是非常的崇高的。
So that means the kind of responsibility on us is very noble.
那么不光是神圣。
It's not only holy.
那么神不光给我们有这样一个属天的呼召。
God has not only given us this heavenly calling.
就在我们这一边呢。
Also on our side.
那么有一天呢，有位弟兄的一句话呢，让我蛮被提醒。
I was reminded by a brother saying some one day.
那么敬拜呢，可以说是当我们看见了神的自己，看见了神荣耀的旨意、伟大的作为的时候，一个真诚的、自发的反应。
So worship is a automatic response when someone sees the real glory of God.Understands the purpose and will of God, and truly wants to respond to that.
那么我觉得里面这个看见就非常重要。
So the seeing becomes very important.
那就是说，有了看见才有敬拜。
Only when you see can you start to worship.
那没有启示，我们就不可能有敬拜。
Without revelation, there is no worship.
那我过去呢，看到有些的粉丝啊。
In the past, I saw some fans.
啊，那些粉丝呢？他们有的时候为了买到一张票啊。
Those fans for sports or music, they in order to purchase a ticket.
他们有的很早很早那个时候就去排队买票，那时候那是大概对电脑还没有那么发达。
They would stand in lines very very early in the morning. That was before the computer was able to let you
play. 排很久才买到一张票。
So you'd stand in line for so long in order to get a ticket.
有的从老远的过去买去排队。
And you have to come like far distance to go to the place.
那么在演出的时候呢，他们就在下面喝彩啊。
And then in the, during the performance, they just shout and
好像旁若无人
as if there's no one else is around them.
啊，那我想他们为什么那么疯狂呢？
So why are they so crazy?
那我想他们里面有个看见
because I think they see.
那不是属灵的看见。
Well, of course, it's not a spiritual seeing.
哎，但他们一定里面有一种看见，才可以让他们有这么的执着，这么的甚至疯狂。
But because they see something, so that made them so crazy and so persistent about that.
所以我觉得看见和启示对敬拜来说是非常的重要。
So I would say, seeing is extremely important. Seeing and revelation are very important for worship.
我们都承认我们跟神的交通不够。
We all admit that our communication with God is not enough.
那么年长的弟兄呢，有的时候责备我们。
Our elderly brothers sometimes would kind of.
我们有的时候呢，好像跟神的关系呢，的三英里的远。
So like your distance to God is almost like 3 miles.
我们没有一下子好像马上能够进到敬拜中。
We cannot immediately enter into worship.
但感谢主啊。
But praise the Lord.
是不是我们愿意安静在主的面前？
And sometimes as we are willing to quiet our hearts down before God,
圣灵他的膏油就可以在我们灵里面涂抹。
Then the Holy Spirit will truly anoint our spirit.
当我们得到了启示的时候，
When we get that revelation,
啊，那个时候我们的敬拜就是自发的。
Then our worship is spontaneous.
啊，那个时候我们里面的敬拜就是自己都满足的。
Then our inner worship was really.Bring us joy.
不光神满足
Not only God is satisfied.
所以我觉得敬拜是件双赢的事情
So I think really the worship is a win-win situation.
当我们里面有被圣灵启示有看见的时候
When we get the revelation inside of us and can see.
啊，我们一定好像主的桌子，我们一定到主的面前来，到主的桌子前。
So we just really feel we want to come before God's table.
我们忍不住要赞美。
We can't help but singing and praise.
这不是件累的事情。
It's nothing that burdensome.
我记得啊，有的时候啊，我们不赞美反而是件累的事情。
Sometimes even it's the other side that if you don't praise, then you'd feel very burdensome.
啊，有的时候我要赞美了。
Sometimes I want to worship.
那别人点了一首歌，把我的赞美给打乱掉了。
Somebody.Asked for a song and kind of set aside my worship.
啊，那我里面很不爽，对吧
？Then I just feel like not totally satisfied.
啊，所以是巴不得要去赞美。
So I just can't wait to do that to worship.
那么有的时候呢，我前大概几个星期前呢，有一个肢体他就问到，哎呀，这我们这很吃亏啊，我们都要去让神去享受。
A few weeks ago, a church member said, "Well, we are kind of at a loss that."We have to let God be pleased.
我说，当敬拜的时候，你也是享受的。
So I told him, well, when during worship, you are also pleased. You're also enjoying the worship.
你看到人家的交响乐队啊。
You just watch that symphony orchestra.
你以为那些拉琴弹琴的人他们很苦吗
？Do you think those who are playing violins are they like really tired and hardworking？
只是为了让听众满足吗
？It's only to please the audience？
啊，我看他们拉的弹子啊，非常的投入啊，非常的陶醉啊。
So I think when they're playing music, they really enjoy it too.
说这是件双赢的事情。
So it's a win-win situation.
那么圣经不光告诉我们，我们是圣洁的祭司。神圣的祭司。
Bible not only tells us that we are the holy royal priesthood，
而且告诉我们是灵宫。
But also we are the holy temple。
我有一阵啊，我就不明白怎么把这两件事可以放在一起。
So a while ago I couldn't understand how can we connect these two things together。
说你是灵宫，说你是房子。
If you why would say we are the spiritual temple?
然后又说你是祭司要献祭的。
And then we are also the royal priesthood that we're supposed to.
后来稍微有一点点明白了。
Then later I understood a little better.
你看，当这个神叫以色列人造帐幕会幕的时候。
When God called the Israelites to build the temple,
到了出埃及记二十五章到二十七章。
So in Exodus chapters 25 to 27,
从月柜开始，然后什么陈设饼桌子啊，这金灯台啊，一直到外院啊，什么东西都造好了。
So in the tabernacle for all the furnitures and the display table and the covenant and the outer court, everything has been built.
在我们的想象中，我们都按照山上的样式造了。
So everything that you could imagine, we already did according to what's on the mountain.
各样的尺寸都完全是按照神的山上的样式。
All the sizes were according to the what's on the mountain.
甚至如果你那个时候你去膏油都去抹好了。
So even that time it was already anointed by the olive.
我们以为神就可以住了。
So we thought that God could dwell.
但是圣经不是，圣经是后面还有二十八章、二十九章。
But God didn't stop there. There were these chapters were followed by chapters 28 and 29.
那是讲的祭司的服装啊，讲的祭司那个职分啊。
Those were about the priesthood and how they their costumes and what they're supposed to do their duties.
那也就是说，我们造好了这个整个的会幕造好了，神是不能住的。
So just building up the tabernacle alone is not sufficient for God to dwell in it.
那也就是说，只有带出了那个的敬拜，哦，带出了那个向神的侍奉，这神才能够真正的住。
In other words, not until we have bring in the worship and the service can God start to dwell in it.
到了利未记第十章。
So then, in Leviticus chapter 10,
啊，那里说火啊，从耶和华那边来了。
The fire came down from Jesus, from the Lord Jehovah.
那就烧尽了这个坛上的燔祭。
And consumed the entire offerings on the altar.
我那个时候感觉啊，就好像神就饱饱的吃了一顿。
I just felt like God had a great feast.
对啊，也就是说，今天你光跟神造一个房子，还神还不能住。
So only building a temple is not good enough for God to live there.
我们一天要吃三顿。
We need to eat three meals a day.
神也要能够他能够吃饱。
God also wants to have, yeah.
所以有的时候在谢饭祷告的时候啊。
So sometimes when we give grace before meals.
啊，我们有的时候谢饭还是为了自己。
Oftentimes when we pray and say grace, it's for us.
啊，求神你祝福我们的这个桌上的食物。
Oh God, please bless the food on the table.
后来我又就想啊，我又就想主啊，这个其实不光我们是要来为了我们祝福啊。
So one day I was thinking, well, God, it's not just to bless us.
我们这些人其实都不好，对吧？
We're not worthy. We're not good people.
神一直信实，他每天给我们那几顿饭可以吃。
But God is so faithful. He always provides us with sufficient food.
神吃什么呢？
But what does God eat?
就有点感动，主啊，我们没什么给你，但我们在吃饭之前呢，给你有些的感谢，有些的敬拜，让你也能够吃饱。
So I felt like, well, I was moved a little bit and say, well, God, we have nothing to offer to you. So before our meals, I'd like to say some thanks and offer you some thanksgiving and praises so that you can eat something too.
那么当圣经呢讲到这个灵工的时候。
So when the Bible talks about the spiritual temple.
那么灵工呢也就是那个帐幕会幕也好后面的殿也好都是指向灵工的。
Whether it's the tabernacle or the later the temple, they all refer to the spiritual temple.
当圣经中讲到殿的时候，就是表达神和人的关系。
So when the Bible talks about the temple, it really refers to the relationship between God and man.
所以以色列被掳归回啊，他马上要来重修圣殿，重建圣殿。
So remember the Israelites when they came back from their exile, they started to, the first thing they did was to build the temple.
啊，要恢复跟神之间的一个关系，对的关系。
Because they wanted to restore the right relationship with God.
刚才耶利米书里面告诉我们。
And we just read the book of Jeremiah and told us.
神要的不是外面的殿，他们说这是耶和华的殿，耶和华的殿，耶和华的殿。
You know, they were deceptive, saying those deceptive words of the, this is the,Temple of God, Temple of God, Temple of God.
实际上我不是要你们这些东西。
But God says that's not the kind of temple that I wanted.
我只要你们一件事要听我的话。
I only want one thing from you, that is to follow my command.
也就是你们要尊我为大。
That means you need to hold me as, regard me as holy.
那就是我就做你们的神，你们做我的子民。
Then I will be your God and you will be my people.
这句话说在圣经中出现了好多好多遍。
This.Kind of words have appeared many, many times in the Bible.
后来我稍微有点明白了。
So I understood a little bit better later.
这句话什么意思呢？
What it means is.
这句话讲的就是敬拜。
It is really just worship.
也就是说殿所表达的关系，人跟神之间对的关系，就是我们去敬拜神。
The relationship expressed by the temple, the correct relationship between God and man is that we worship God.
我们跟神之间可以有好多别的关系。
We can have many other kinds of relationships with God.
但是我想敬拜、哦、是一个是、哦、非常、那个、一个准确的来总结我们跟神该有的关系。
Worship is the most accurate summary of our relationship with God.
我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
I will be your God, and you will be my people.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是我们好好的让神来做神。
That is, let God be God.
我们好好的做一个人。
Let us be human beings.
那这就是敬拜。
And that is worship.
那就是我们跟神该有的关系。
That is the right relationship.
我相信我们人是做头带领的。
So that is, we as people were the leaders.
有一天万有都要能够跟神是这样有关系。
One day, all creations will have this relationship with God.
因为我想大大讲到服事啊，讲到献祭，讲为什么讲灵工呢？
So I was pondering about why God talk about the spiritual temple when we talk about worship and service.
那他就提醒我们呢，我们的敬拜不是一块一块石头去敬拜，一块一块活石去敬拜。
So he reminded us that our worship is not about single stones and single person, individual worshiping God.
那我们呢是成为一个灵工，成为一个团体，一个合一的团体去敬拜。
We want to become a united body, a corporate temple, and to worship together.
那么有的时候呢，就是如果我们不够注意呢，我们的敬拜呢就不一定神最满足。
Sometimes if we don't pay attention, then our worship is not fully satisfying to God.
啊，那么有一次的薄饼的聚会的时候啊。
So during one Holy Communion.
哦，大家已经敬拜到主已经死里复活了，荣耀得胜了。
We were worshiping and talking about, oh, God has risen from death and has already gained the glory.
每肢体呢就选了一首歌呢，那主的降生。
So one member chose a song called Jesus's Birth.
那么这个呢就不够那样啊，这个成为一个一，成为一个灵工来敬拜。
That just didn't feel like a united temple.
那么在这灵工的当中呢，每个人的职分呢是不一样。
So of course in this spiritual temple, everybody's role is different.
我记得我在读幼儿园的时候。
I remember when I was in kindergarten.
哎，我们也有一个合唱团。
We also had a choir.
那个时候呢，我老是不太高兴啊。
I wasn't very happy at that time.
啊，那么里面也有乐器，对吧？
And there were instruments as well.
简单的乐器。
Very simple instruments.
这个打鼓轮不到我。
Well, the drum would not be my turn.
啊，甚至打这个铃都轮不到我。
Or even the little, you know, the little bell wouldn't
be my turn. 我那个安排呢，去敲一块三角铁。
They asked me to play the triangle.
啊，那时候我里面就很不开心啊。
So I wasn't very happy about that.
当我长大了。
When I grew up.
当对这属灵稍微有点学习了。
When I understood a little better about spiritual meanings.
感谢主啊。
Praise the Lord.
我们能够成为那灵工中的一部分，什么都好啊。
If I could just be a part of that spiritual temple, it's good enough.
啊，不管你是打个三角铁。
Whether you're playing the triangle.
还是你是小提琴独奏。
Or if you're doing violin solo.
我们每个人的职，每个人的那个职分摆进去。
Everyone's role, put in this temple,
一个很和谐的一个交响乐团就出来了。
Then this very harmonious symphony orchestra will reveal itself.
那么一个灵宫就出来了。
And the holy spiritual temple.
我们一同献灵祭来敬拜我们的神。
Then together we offer our spiritual service to God.
我想当讲到这个敬拜的呼召职分的时候。
So when we talk about this spiritual calling of worship.
一面呢，我们是看到这是一个神圣的祭司。
On the one side, we're thinking about this holy priesthood.
那么另外一面呢，我们也是在承认这里面的圣洁呢，是真的正直和圣洁来讲的。
On the other hand, we understand this holiness really talking about the righteousness and uprightness.
所以在使徒行传中啊，有两处，十六章和十八章。
So in Acts, both chapters 16 and 18.
那么讲到两位。
There were two people.
他们是敬拜神的人，或者说他们是素来敬拜神的。
They always worship God.
那么这里那个意思呢？这个敬拜神的意思就是敬虔的。
This means they were pious.
那也就是说，敬拜呢，不光是我们可以在会中哦，圣灵感动我们来赞美他。
So they're not only worshiping God during meetings and gatherings.
那就敬虔的生活就是一个敬拜。
they live a holy life and pious life, and that kind of life is a worship itself.
你前些天呢，我去查一查这个敬虔啊，在人的观念中大概是怎样的。
A few days ago, I went to look up this word pious and see what it means in people's minds.
我就 Google 上面去 search 了一下。
So I did Google search for it.
哇，那个大部分呢，好像都是低头、合掌、跪膝。
Most people think it was like, okay, bow down your head and put your hands together and kneel on your knees.
那么至少呢，前五个当中呢，有三个是这样的。
And at least, you know, three of those five, like the top five meanings have three of those.
那么到底什么是敬虔呢？
So what does it really mean?
前些天啊，我听到一个福音朋友。
So a few days ago, I heard from a gospel friend.
他说你们都不够敬虔啊。
And he said, "Oh, none of you are like pious."
当然，我们都知道不够敬虔。我们不够敬虔在哪里呢？
We know we're not good. So, in which aspects?
哎呀，他我看到有一些他们是从东南亚一个国家来的。
He said, "Well, I saw some people coming from Southeast Asia."
哎呀，他们主日聚会的时候啊。
Where they gathered on Sundays.
每个人都是西装笔挺的。
Everybody is in suits.
你们就穿得那么随便
you are all wearing such casual clothes.
你们不够敬虔
You're not pious enough.
我想敬虔一定不是这个意思对吧
I don't think pious means that,
你怎么知道呢
so, how do you know?
有一次我去山东
One time I went to Shandong.
他们呢就说过去他们怎么认为叫做敬虔呢
so how did they regard pious in the past?
你裤子要赶快要穿破
so, your trousers need to be like worn out.
哎，你的衣服赶快要磨破，穿得越破烂。
So your clothing is like the older your clothing are.
那就是你越敬虔。
The more pious you are.
哎呀，我想对他们来说啊，你要西装笔挺的去啊。
So to these brothers and sisters, if you wear suit into their gatherings,
啊，那你一定是不敬虔的。
Then you're certainly not pious.
你一定是个爱世界的。
You are the one who loves.
哎，所以按照我们人的观念，你看这两个人的观念就正好是相反了。
So to people's mind, these are opposite opinions.
那敬虔圣经中跟我们有很多的教导。
But in the Bible, we have many teachings regarding them.
可能有一处当讲到献灵祭的时候。
So one place that talk about offering our spiritual worship.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
那里面的就是讲到呢，我们要靠着耶稣基督，我们要将颂赞为祭要归给神。
So we need to by Jesus Christ and offer God the praises as our worship.
他特别讲他是常常。
And especially it says you need to often do that.
哎，这个常常这个其实不是 often 的意思。
So it's not off. It doesn't mean often. That means consistently.
Yeah, 对，这个常常的是一直的，这个叫 always,
so, yeah,
continuously.
Always consistent, continuously.
啊，叫结嘴唇的果子。
And you should bear the fruit of the lips.
那么那个敬拜呢，不光是我们这个一同聚会的时候，我们来结嘴唇的果子叫做敬拜。
So when we talk about worship, it's not just when we're gathering together and bear the fruit of the lips, but also
在生活中呢，我们特别碰到一些难处的时候
in our daily lives, especially when we encounter difficulty,
我们仍能赞美他
we can still praise the Lord.
这是祭
that is the sacrifice.
这个是敬拜
that's worship.
那么前些天呢，听到一位香港来的弟兄
So a few days ago, I heard about a brother from Hong Kong.
那么到北美来跟弟兄姊妹拍了很多的照片。
And then he came to North America and took many pictures with brothers and friends.
那么后来有一天呢，他手机不知道按了一个什么键。
And one day, whatever he did with his cell phone.
哎呀，这照片全都没了。
All photos are gone.
一年的照片都没了。
All pictures from the entire year were deleted.
啊，但这个时候神给他一个感动，他赞美主，父啊，你的美意本是如此。
So he well, God gave him the moving, and so he just praised and said, "Oh God, your kind willing, your will is just like that."
那就是敬拜。
So that is worship.
那么过去呢，如果我要敬拜的时候呢，给别人一首歌打断掉呢，里面就很不爽。
In the past, if I wanted to worship and if it was interrupted by another brother or sister's song picking, and I'd be very unhappy.
后来我知道没关系了。
Later, I understood it's okay.
碰到这样的情况，父啊，你的美意本是如此。
When I encountered that again, I'd say, "Oh God, that was your perfect willing."
那还是敬拜。
So I still worship God.
那么希伯来书十三章呢，另外讲呢，我们的善行和捐书的事上呢，也是献给神的祭。
So in Hebrews chapter 13, it also mentioned that our kind deeds and our offerings, monetary offerings, are also sacrificed and worshiped to God.
他这里不是告诉我们你去行善做点好事是捐点钱就是敬拜，不是这个意思。
This is not to tell us that you go and do good deeds and or give some money to poor people. That's not worship. That's not what it means.
他这里讲到是祭。
We're talking about sacrifice.
你一定要做的是一个祭的才是敬拜神。
When you're doing this as a sacrifice, then it is worshiping.
也就这件事啊，你做的时候，祭呢是代表一个牺牲，代表一个损伤。
So sacrifice means it kind of hurts you a little bit.
有人说呢，是要到你痛的这种境界。
That means it hurts that you feel pain to that degree.
你无所谓的东西给神，神也不要。
If you give something you don't care to God, God doesn't want it.
你要的东西也是神要的东西。
What you want is also what God wants.
这个是祭。
And that is sacrifice.
你做一件这样的事情，这样的捐书，这样的行善，那才是祭。
And if you do that kind of deeds and that kind of offerings, and then that's sacrifice.
我后来觉得啊，神对这个敬拜的要求实在是高啊。
So I later realized God really has a high standard.
不是你做点事情能够给一点，那就是敬拜了。
It's not like you give something and that's worship.
甚至你痛苦一天都不一定是敬拜。
So even if you suffer a day, it doesn't necessarily mean
因为
worship.
不是祭。
Because it's not sacrifice.
那过去一个很有学习的弟兄。
So in the past, there was a brother who learned a lot.
他自己的生活条件并不好。
His living condition was not great.
他看到一个别人呢有需要。
He saw other people had the needs.
他想都二话没想，哎，马上就把这钱就给他了。
Without any hesitation, he gave money to that.
他这个两个星期的时间啊，他说他自己都很苦啊。
Then in the following 2 weeks, he really suffered.
后来呢，他想这个总是荣耀神了，对吧
？But he felt like, well, it's glorifying God. So
没想到被神责备啊。
But then God actually kind of scolded him.
说你这个急功近利啊。
He said, you're just taking a radical step. Yeah.
你没有坐在主的里面啊。
You're not really doing this in the Lord.
那么今天不光是我们做些事，不光是我们有损失。
So today, when we do something, it's not only that we have some loss or suffering.
那这里是靠着基督耶稣。
But the most importantly is that you do it by Jesus Christ.
只有坐在基督里，或者说只有坐在圣灵的里面，那才能真正的是祭。
Only when you do it in the Lord, in other words, doing it in the Holy Spirit, then it is sacrifice.
那这是我们敬拜的呼召和一个职分。
That's our call.Of worship.
另外呢，他在敬拜的里面呢，他刚才是讲到灵工和灵祭。
And in addition, the worship also talks about the holy sacrifice and spiritual temple.
那就是说，敬拜的灵非常的重要。
Which means that spirit of worship is extremely important.
约翰福音四章告诉我们，神是个灵，我们要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
John chapter 4 tells us that God is the spirit, so we gotta worship him in spirit and truth.
那我们翻译中心和灵呢，可以混在一起的。
So often in Chinese, our translation is spirit and soul, or it's our heart.
那实际上呢，神把这两样分得非常的清楚。
But actually, God separates spirit and soul very clearly.
也就这个器官和这机关要用对。
And that means the organ and the actual spirit are different.
也就是我们今天用我们尝一样东西好吃不好吃啊，用舌头尝的。
So just like when we taste something, whether it's delicious or not, we use our tongue to taste it.
那么我们用鼻子去尝，那就错了。
If we use our nose to taste it, that's wrong.
我们跟人握手是用手去握的。
If we shake hands with people, we use our hands.
那我们用舌头去握，那就肯定出错了。
If we use our tongue to shake hands, that's wrong.
那么神告诉我们呢，我们跟神交通、跟神敬拜的这个器官呢，这个机关或者是灵。
So God says our communication with God, and it's through.The organ of spirit.
感谢主啊！以西结书里面告诉我们，神赐给我们一个新的灵。
So praise the Lord in the book of Ezekiel, God tells us that He has given us a new spirit.
我们常有一个观念，我们今天注重魂的救恩。
So oftentimes we have this idea that we emphasize on the salvation at the soul level.
好像灵的问题就已经解决了。
As if the spiritual issue has already been solved.
但是我们被提醒，我们灵，我们都要能敬拜，我们灵是需要操练的。
But we're reminded that if we want to worship, our spirit has to be exercise.
我们要操练灵的良心，操练灵的直觉，操练灵的交通敬拜。
We have to exercise about the spiritual, the conscience in the spirit, the instinct in the spirit, and the
交通敬拜
and the communication in the spirit.
那我有一阵啊，看过去有一些圣徒们他们写出来的书，那些交通啊。
So a while ago, I read about the holy saints from generations ago that they wrote the books.
他们里面不一定那个道理讲得非常的高深。
So they didn't quite emphasize that much on the like deep meanings and doctrines.
但是你可以感觉到他们里面有一种东西发表出来。
But you could really see they are truly expressing and flowing out something within them.
啊，他们这个灵里啊，跟神的关系是那样的丰富，那样的细腻，那样的深入。
Their spirit is in such deep connection with God, and it's so intricate and delicate and so rich.
我很羡慕。
I really admire that.
我说神啊，我要操练着灵。
So I said to God, and God, I really wanted to exercise my spirit.
那不光有灵。
Not only spirit.
以西结书告诉我们，神也给我们一个新的心。
The book of Ezekiel also told us that God has given us a new heart.
你今天有一只手能够跟别人去握。
Today you have a hand to shake hands with others.
但是你这个心里面没有这个愿望，没有这个情谊在这个其中，这一份爱在其中。
But if you don't have this desire and feeling and a love in your heart,
那你就没有办法握成这个手。
Then you won't be able to shake hands with.
那么在圣经中呢，好像在这个敬拜上呢，神先看重的是心。
So in the Bible, when we talk about worship, God regards first important is the heart.
那么刚才呢，这个巴比伦王呢，他是心里高傲，心出问题了，那么灵里也刚愎了。
So we read about the king of Babylon. He was first arrogant in his heart.Then he becomes very stubborn in his spirit.
有时候你没有心，神可以激动你的灵的。
Sometimes when you don't have your heart, God can rouse up your spirit.
以斯拉记里面说，神呢激动了古列王的灵，也激动了一些人的灵，让他们上耶路撒冷去。
So for example, in the book of Ezra, that God roused up the spirit of the king Cyrus, and he allowed the Israelites to return.
但我相信神更喜悦尼希米。
But I think God favors Nehemiah more.
你看在尼希米记的里面，它里面这个灵实际上是心啊。这尼希米向着神的，好关心神的事情，这个心，我相信神更喜悦。
In the book of Nehemiah, you see the heart of Nehemiah is so much towards God's business and God things. So of course, God is more pleased with that.
有的时候我才觉得我的心不够。
Sometimes I just feel I don't have enough heart.
我觉得我们很多时候我们的心不够。
I often feel we don't have enough.
有时候我们在谈论的时候，我们谈一个世界上的一个故事啊，非常感动，非常可歌可泣。
Sometimes when we talk about things, we talk about the events that happen in this world, and you could be very kind of touching and moving.
非常的感染力哟。
And has a very influential.
但是说句实话，我们平时谈论啊，主耶稣的救恩对我们的爱啊，有的时候好像就谈不到这样一个地步。
But when we talk about Jesus and his salvation and his love for us, it just seems like it's not to that kind of degree.
那么我想呢，神实际上要得到我们的心。
So I feel like God really wants to gain our heart.
主不光给我们个心灵，一个新的生命，新的心。
God not only has given us a new spirit, but also a new heart.
他还给我们一个新的生命。
He also gives us a new life.
那也就是说，你今天去握手，你不光是手要用对了。
That is to say, today when you shake hands with people, you not only need to use the right hand.
你还要有这个心来去握这个手。
You also have that heart to shake the hand.
但这个手的质量也很重要。
And the quality of the hand is important.
那有的时候你这个有心也有手用对了，你没有力气那也不行。
Sometimes you have the heart and you extend your hand, but you don't have any strength. Then that doesn't work.
你用手用对了，你也有这个心，但你这个手冰凉的也不对。
Sometimes if you have used the right hand and you have the heart, but your hand is extremely cold. That doesn't work.
有的时候啊，别人跟我握手啊，哎呀，我真是能够感觉到这个握手这个手的。手这个质量是很不错的。
Sometimes when people shake my hands, I could really feel the quality of hands.
但是也有的时候的力气太大了，怕我这个手都握痛了，那也不对了。
Sometimes somebody would just grab my hand so hard and it kind of caused me pain. That's not good enough either.
所以神给我们有个生命。
So God gives us the life.
这个生命来支配我们这个跟神敬拜的这个质量。
And the life.Drives the quality of our worship to God.
刚才我们讲，神不是也要吃饱吗？每要大吃一顿吗
？We talked about what we should allow God to eat and dine.
有一天我就在想
，So one day I was thinking.
天使没有生命的
，Angels don't have life.
天使没有基督的生命的
，They don't have the life of Christ.
那么他的敬拜神能不能满足呢
？So would God be satisfied?
我想神也满足。
Worship. I think God is also.
那么天使呢，就还给神吃了一碗白饭。
So it's just like angels are offering a bowl of plain rice.
白饭多少也能让神有点满足的，对不对
？So the plain rice is good enough to God.
我们有神生命的。
We have, thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you. We have God's life.
我们有生命呢，我们就不是给白饭了。
So we are not giving God just a plain bowl of rice.
我们给了神是一碗什锦炒饭。
We're giving God a bowl of fried rice with all kinds of things.
Yeah, 那神更饱足。
Then God is more pleased.
而且呢，神是把我们放在新约的里面。
And not only that, God has placed us in the new covenant.
所以，那耶利米书里面呢，特别讲到敬拜哪个神，特别讲到神的殿和神的关系。
So in book of Jeremiah, talking about the worship, specifically mentioned about the worship.In relationship with the temple.
我想那不光记以色列那一段的历史。
So it was not only referring to the history of Israel at that time.
到了三十一章特别讲到新约了。
Especially in chapter 31, it referred to the new covenant.
神为什么给我们新约
？Why would God give us the new covenant?
那里面呢就讲到神给我们新约之后呢，新的生命在我们里面。他说：“我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。”
Because God gave us the new covenant, and then follow, and next He says, "I want to be your God, and you be my people."
所以这个新约的其实一个目的呢，是让我们能够更准确来敬拜他，让神好好的做神，我们好好的做个人。
So the purpose of the new covenant is so that we can have the right relationship with God, so that we can more accurately worship God, so that He can be God, we can be His people.
过去传福音的时候呢，我常常用到耶利米书啊。
So in the past, when I try to spread gospels, I always use the book of Jeremiah.
你要信耶稣啊。
You gotta believe in Jesus.
古时人岂能改变他的肤色呢？
So just you know, who can change the color of skin color of the people in Kush?
豹岂能改变它的斑点呢
？And the leopard cannot change his spots.
你要信耶稣，改变你的生命。
You gotta believe in Jesus, and He can change your life.
有的说圣经说啊，这耶利米书说人心啊，那个诡诈了。
So the Jeremiah said, people's hearts are so evil.
比万物都诡诈，都坏。
Worse than everything.
坏到极处，谁能识透？
To the extreme, who can understand that? Who can perceive that?
哎呀，有时候我们骂人说狼心狗肺。
Sometimes we would, say something bad about people. We'll say you have the wolf's heart and dog's wolf's heart and dog's lung.
这实际是抬举人了。
But this is actually a praise about you.
所以拿这些东西都用来传福音了。
So we kind of use that to spread gospel.
后来有点明白了。
And then later I understood.
这不光是下天堂，而是下地狱上天堂的问题。
So it's not just about going to the hell or going to heaven.
只是讲到殿的问题，讲到跟神关系敬拜的事情。
It's really about the temple, about our relationship with God and worshiping God.
不是活在新约的里面，不是有这个新的生命。
So it's not about like living in the new covenant.
我们不可能准确的去，没有办法真的好好的去敬拜。
Without living in the new covenant and having this new life, we cannot worship God correctly.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主让我们的灵就有好的质量来敬拜他。
God give this, let our spirit have the good quality to worship Him.
不光我们要操练灵。
And not only we need to exercise our spirit.
有天我听到一句话，要对付灵。
And when I also heard this term of dealing with our spirit.
我讲要对付罪啊，对付世界啊，对付肉体，对付己啊。那这些都没有问题。
I understand that we need to deal with the world, deal with the sin, deal with ourselves. No problem with that.
但是怎么要对付灵呢
？What does it mean we need to deal with our spirit?
那么有些弟兄呢，他们有学习。
So some brothers have some studying.
我们真的要这个灵要高质量的能够来敬拜主。
Is that our spirit needs to have the high quality to worship God.
那么就真的要成为那个灵宫。
So we really want to become the holy, spiritual temple.
我们的灵里面还有很多的问题。
And we still have lots of problems in our spirit.
这个灵的问题呢是更深的。
And the spiritual problems are deeper.
过去弟兄举个例子，我有点明白了。
An example, given by a brother, I made me understand.
你不可能看到每个人里面都非常的爱。
You cannot see that everybody has full love in their heart.
你对有些人总是有点意见嘛。
You always kind of have some problem with certain people.
你当年骂他，当然是你犯罪。
If you actually, you know.Say bad words in front of them, that's your sin.
那你要对付。
Then you have to deal with it.
啊，你在别人背后说他，啊，也是有罪，你也是要对付。
If you say bad things behind somebody's back, and that's also sin, you need to deal with that.
有时候你不说。
Sometimes you don't say anything.
你想着想着就想着这个人，你里面就不舒服。
You would think about somebody, and then you feel uncomfortable in your heart.
啊，那你思想也是犯罪了。
So you're having sin in your thoughts.
啊，你要良心要对付。
And you have to deal with your conscience.
好了，我不骂不说也不想。
Okay, I'm not gonna say bad things in front of him, or I wouldn't say it behind him, or I wouldn't even think about him.
那总好了吧
？Is that good enough?
啊，不是。
No.
因为你虽然不做不想，但是每次万一想到的时候，你里面就不舒服。
But even if you don't do these things, but then every time you think about that person, you're uncomfortable.
啊，那就是这是更深的。
That's deeper.
好像里面就有一种死亡，有一种阴影在我们的里面。
It just seems like there's this shadow of death within you.
神给我们的生命可以吞灭死亡。
God's life, the life given by God, can overcome death.
我也常常发生这样的事。
It happens to me a lot as well.
好多年前我就一个人就是看不惯。
And many years ago, I just couldn't bear one person.
感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
有一天啊，这是完全圣灵的工作。
One day, it was really by the work of the Holy Spirit.
那个看不惯的人里面可以完完全全的看得惯了。
That person that I used to just couldn't bear with, and all of a sudden, I was totally okay with him.
这是生命吞灭死亡，这是神的工作，我们做不了。
That was really God's work and His life over.Come the death, and so we can't do that.
这个做完了，有一阵又另外一个人出现了。
And after that, another person appeared.
但我想我们不断的学功课。
So we just continue to learn our lessons.
那就是把我们的灵真的是对付到纯净。
So we really deal with our spirit until it becomes pure.
用这灵来敬拜我们的主。
We can use this pure spirit to worship our God.
最后讲一点点的征战。
And lastly, I'll talk about a battle, spiritual battle.
这里当讲到火炼的试验的时候。
So when we have those fiery testing,
那里面一定是有征战了。
Then of course there's battle.
很厉害的征战。
Very strong, fierce battle.
我个人感觉彼得前书前面部分讲的我们那个护照是敬拜。
So my personal feeling is that in the book of First Peter, the first portion was about worship.
当中讲怎么敬虔。
And then followed by how to be pious.
最后一部分它是讲到。啊，讲到这个征战。
And the last section is about spiritual battle.
不是前面没有征战。
It's not that there wasn't battle in the beginning.
也就是说，到那个时候，弟兄们啊，亲爱的弟兄们，火炼的试验说明这个征战是非常的厉害了。
But later, when we talk about, you know, say, oh, brothers, there's fiery battles, struggles, and then oh, fiery testings among you. So that means the battle is really fierce.
我相信在宇宙中一个最大的征战就是对敬拜的争夺。
So I really believe that the biggest battle in the universe is the battle struggle about worship.
我们要被建造成灵宫。
We need to be built as the spiritual temple.
巴比伦王背后的撒旦，他也要造他的巴比伦大城。
So the Satan behind the king of Babylon also wanted to build the great city of Babylon.
巴比伦也很会建造啊。
And Babylon was very good at building.
我们知道巴比伦有一个空中花园，对不对
？Remember they had this like a sky garden, right?
啊，仇敌也很会建造。
And Satan was very good at building.
我过去前些天啊，听一个年长的姊妹说，她去了这埃及啊。
A few days ago, I remember a sister told me that she just went to Egypt.
啊，她很惊叹啊，这个世上能够建造那么精妙的东西。
She's so amazed at how gorgeous, wonderful the buildings that could be built by human hands.
说世上也会建造宫，建造殿。
So the world can also build temples.
但是呢，神让我们呢，让神的儿女们呢，想重建圣殿呢，要在原处建造神的殿。
But God wants His people to build His temple at the original place.
在原有的地方根基上来建筑神的坛。
At the original location, at the original foundation to build God's altar.
也就是要在神的旨意中来建造。
That is to say, to build within God's will.
也就是在这个坛，在这个十字架的根基上建造。
That means the altar is to be built upon the foundation of the cross.
不是人的本事，像巴比伦王那样来建造。
So it's not by human's might as the hands of Babylon.
有一天我有一点感觉了。
So one day I had this understanding.
啊，这个的征战啊，在以西结二十八章就有了。
This battle's already existed in Ezekiel 28.
我们都知道那个推罗王所影射的背后的堕落的天使长。
We talked about this king of Tyre, and that's referring to the Satan, the angel, Satan angel behind the Tyre, yeah.
那么他有精美的鼓和笛。
I mean, he had this beautiful lyre and pipe.
那么这就跟这个敬拜有关了。
So that had to do with worship.
他想做神。
So he wanted to be God.
神说你不是神，你只是人。
God said, you're not God, you're just human.
回到我们敬拜的开始讲的原则。
So that returns to our principle about worship.
就要让神好好的做神，你好好的做人。
You gotta let God be God and you be man.
所以说这个征战呢，这个根源从那个时候就开始。
So the battle started, stemmed from that time.
啊，那个征战非常厉害，连主耶稣啊，那魔鬼都敢这么的试探他，要主耶稣拜他。
So this battle was so fierce that even to Jesus, Satan dared to challenge him and wanted him to worship.
好像而且是撒旦呢，他非常的舍得花代价，什么都可以给你，我只要得到你的一次敬拜。
So you see, Satan was really willing to pay the price. I said, I'll give the whole world to you as long as you worship me.
我相信呢，那时候特别是主作为道成肉身的人，站在人的地位上，仇敌要得到他那次的敬拜。
So I think especially at that time, because our Jesus has become human and in the form of a human, and Satan wanted to get him.
那么这个征战呢，一直扩大，一直延续。
So that battle continued on and expanded.
我原来以为啊，到了启示录十九章就结束了。
I originally thought the battle would end in Revelation chapter 19.
十九章的时候，你看，哈利路亚，四次哈利路亚，天上来邀请我们地上来敬拜的。
Because it's in chapter 19 of Revelation, it's already like hallelujah four times, and there's the worship in heaven and worshiping on earth.
好像这个时候呢，一切的拦阻我们敬拜神的东西都被挪去了，大巴比伦呢也都已经毁灭了。这个时候呢，我们可以来敬拜神了。
So it feels like that at that time, all roadblocks have been removed about worshiping God, and so that we can finally worship God freely.
但圣经很严肃地提醒我们。
But the Bible sternly reminded us.
撒旦都扔到火湖里去了。
Satan has already been thrown into the
启示录几乎到最后的时候。
Even at the almost at the end of the Revelation.
这么有启示和经历的保罗。
Paul with such a big revelation.
Experience. 他要敬拜天使。
He wanted to worship angel.
然后天使跟他说：“千万不可。
”And the angel said, "Don't. You cannot do that."
要敬拜神。
You should worship God only.
可想而知，这场的征战啊，这个场征战在我们里面的影响根深蒂固。
So you can see how deeply rooted this battle is within us.
我们刚才读了创世纪第四章。
So we just read Genesis chapter 4.
我相信仇敌是从三个方面来夺取这个敬拜的。
So I believe the enemy is trying to grab in the battle, the worship in three different angles.
三个讲了三个老祖宗。
So there were three ancestors.
一个是经济的，一个是宗教文化的，一个是政治的。
One is economical, the other is cultural and the third one is political.
我过去总是不明白为什么说贪财是万恶之根呢？
In the past, I never quite understood why the Bible would say the love of money is the root of all evils.
我们实在觉得地上有更可恶的事情，对吧？
We really feel like there are things more evil than that.
为什么讲贪财是万恶之根呢？
Why would God say the love of money?
后来略微有点懂了，神说你不是侍奉神，就是侍奉马门。
And later I understood because God says if you don't worship God, then you're worshiping man.
你不是敬拜神，你就是拜金主义者。
If you don't worship God, you're worshiping money.
后来读到以西结二十八章的时候
，Then later when I read Ezekiel 28,
哦，又有点懂了。
I understood it even a little bit.
啊，原来在那个时候事情就已经发生了。
It happened really already at that time.
天使长要夺取敬拜。
As the head of the angel wanted to take over the worship.
他增加资财。
He accumulated his wealth.
他贸易增多。
His trade has increased.
就有暴力犯罪的事。
And the violence also increased.
亵渎圣地。
And just filled,
亵渎圣地。
Yeah, just make defy the Holy Land.
Yeah, 那就是说在那个时候，这个钱财这件事情，在那个时候就已经有了。
So regarding the money problems, it already started at that time.
我一直以为钱最不好什么呢？是让你去贪图享受。
So I always thought the worst aspect of money is that it make you to live a too happy life and luxurious life.
你就没时间好好读圣经，好好聚会敬拜主。
Then you don't have time to study Bible and worship God.
但是以西结书告诉我们，关键不在这个方面。
But the book of Ezekiel tells us that's not the key.
关键是钱财能让人骄傲。
The key is that money can make people proud.
所以呢，圣经说我们不能依靠无定的钱财。
So that's why Bible teaches us that we cannot rely on the money that is not stable, it's ever-changing money.
那么当我们看到这背后很多的钱也好，金融也好，其实背后有着撒旦的手的时候。
So we really should understand that behind the money or economy, there is the hand of Satan.
你说牧养牲畜有什么不好？
So, you know, you might ask, what's wrong with raising cattle? And, you
know, 那是该隐的后代。
But that is Cain's descendant.
以西结书二十七章讲到，哦，这个推罗王他们那个教义有羊啊，有马啊，有骡子啊，羊毛啊，是讲的这些东西。
So Ezekiel 27 talked about the trade in regards to animals and sheep and goats and camels and all those things. That's regarding that.
当我们看到这背后的权势的时候
，If you see what's behind the authority that's behind that,
我们可以挣钱，可以用钱，但是怕被这个钱污染。
We understand we can earn money, make money.And use money, but we don't want to be defiled by the money.
那么我们这圣经中啊，以西结书里面讲啊，到了时候啊，人要把金银要银子要抛在街上。
So in the book of Ezekiel, it also told us in the end, human people will dump the money onto the street.
那么看这个金子是污秽。
And regard gold as a violation, is like.Yeah, dirty things.
好多年前啊，我们去纽约去了一次。
So many years ago, I went to New York City.
你说这就是华尔街。
It's like the Wall Street.
我看这么小的一条街啊。
People told me about Wall Street, and I said, "Oh, this is so small a street."
但那边有头大牛。
But there is a big calf.
哎呀，我就想到金牛犊啊。
So that which reminded me of a golden calf.
啊，有的时候都中国人过年过牛年呢、啊。
So.In China, when we have the year of ox,
哎，我看到一本挂历啊。
I saw the calendar.
那上面有个金牛。
And there's a golden calf.
那么里面有的时候我们就被提醒了。
So it reminded me.
那么仇敌是用的钱财来夺我们的敬拜。
The enemy would really take away our worship to God using money.
在但以理书的时候，当这个各种的乐器都声音发起来的时候。
And then secondly, in the book of Daniel, when all the sounds of different instruments start sound,
啊，这个时候呢，人就要敬拜这个假神。
Then people started to worship the false god.
那么老祖宗呢，还是该隐的后代。
And their ancestors were still Cain's descendants.
那他们成了弹琴吹箫人的祖先。
They were the ancestors of those.Instrument players.
仇敌已经在这个方面已经来夺取人的心了。
See, God has, the enemy had already taken people's heart in this aspect.
有的东西很明显。
Some things are very obvious.
有个字体告诉我，在大陆成都啊，有一条街。
So a member told me that in China, Chengdu city, there's a street
叫做拉萨一条街
called the street of Lhasa.
啊，那基督徒啊，他说走过这条街的时候，他一定要祷告。
So Christians, when they pass through that street, they had to pray.
啊，因为这个音乐的里面呢，让他们感受到一种异教的哦那种诠释。
Because in that music that's playing on that street, it really makes you feel that power behind this, the power of the cult religion that's behind that.
这些我们容易明白。
We could understand that.
我们知道拿了这个摇滚乐去敬拜，我们知道这是不合宜的。
When we worship God with rock and roll, we probably feel that's inappropriate.
但是有的时候觉得撒旦有些更隐秘的工作。
But Satan also has some more deceptive kind of work.
那么有些歌呢，你觉得是很正派的歌。
Some songs may seem totally fine.
那也许可能让人去敬拜人的自己。
But maybe it makes you to worship yourself.
甚至有些歌好像是在唱自然。
So some songs may seem to be just singing, praising the nature.
我们喜爱听也没问题。
It's okay that you like listening to those.
啊，但是呢，什么时候我们听了迷了，我们也许啊，这个敬拜上面，我们可能就偏离了。
But if one day we are like completely attracted by it and fell to be a fan of it, then your worship might be misleading.
啊，过去我喜欢听一首歌，意大利歌《我的太阳》。
So in the past, I liked this Italian song, My Sun.
当然后来知道这个我的太阳不是讲太阳，是讲人呐。
Of course, later I understood that My Sun doesn't mean the actual sun.
但是我唱到其中有一句的时候啊，我里面有种崇敬，有种尊崇这个太阳的感觉出来了。这个大自然太美了，把你都陶醉了。
But when I sang that song, I sometimes, specifically, there's one lyric that made me feel like I had this admiration of the sun. The nature just made you lose yourself.
哦，那圣经里有一句话。
So there's some verse in the Bible.
啊，约伯记四十章啊，不，约伯记中三十章。
In the book of Job, chapter 30.
啊，他说约伯说我要看见太阳在空中发光。
Job said, I want to see the sunshine in the sky.
我要看见这个月亮行在空中啊。
I want to see the moon walk in the sky.
我就暗暗被引诱啊。
Then I am vaguely attracted by it, drawn to it.
就仇敌今天明的有些东西我们可以识破。
So sometimes the enemy's obvious work scheme we can understand. 但
慢慢他暗暗的可能引诱我们。
But those vaguely vague deceptions, it's really hard to discern.
钱也打不到你了，这些也打不到你了。
So you may not be affected by money or by these kind of music and things.
仇敌有铜铁利器。
But the enemy also had the third weapon of irons and bronze.
当讲到火炼的试验的时候。
When we talk about the fiery testing.
啊，我们是想到但以理的朋友了。
We would remember, we would think of the friends of Daniel.
因为敬拜的缘故。
Because of worship.
要扔到火炼的火药里去。
They were thrown into a fire pit.
我们以为觉得在有些国家会有火炼的试验。
We thought maybe in some countries there would be this kind of fiery testing.
过去有位老弟兄今年四月被主接走了。
So there was an old brother who went back to God this April.
大概六七年前，他这样提醒我们。
About 6-7 years ago, he reminded us.
我们不要觉得在这样一个国家，我们可以一直可以享受自由的敬拜，自由的来特会。
Don't take for granted that in this free country, we're able to always freely worship God and freely gather.
上个星期呢，去老年公寓去探访几位年长者。
So last week I went to a senior house to visit a few elderly.
他在这公寓里啊，我们有个查经聚会啊，那是
a,
在美国，在加州啊。
That's in California, and they told me that they had a Bible study group in that. A senior house.
但是我们不能称为查经聚会的。
But we cannot name it Bible study.
我们只能叫做生命探讨。
We could only say we like life discussions.
也许在即使在这样一个国家，也不一定你都什么地方你都觉得都可以自由来敬拜。
That is the perfect example that even in this country you cannot freely worship anywhere.
我相信神借着彼得前书一个提醒。
So I believe that you know the. I'd like to use First Peter as a reminder.
这个提醒也就是说，仇敌有各种的工作。有各样的火炼的试验。
So the enemy has all kinds of testings for us.
但他告诉神的儿女们，你们要顺服神，要学习顺服的功课。
But Bible tells us that we need to submit to God.
我想仇敌有一个引诱。
But the enemies would try to tempt us.
啊，露出一些的事情来。
And make some things happen.
让人去反击。
To Let us kind of fight back.
如果我们的应对不是带这个敬拜神的灵去敬拜去应对，
If our fighting back is not within the spirit of God,
那我们又上当了。
Then we'd be deceived.
所以我想，当彼得在这个提醒的时候，
So Peter was trying to remind us.
告诉我们整个的人、整个的生活、各样的应对，我们都是有基督的性情来带着敬拜的性情来去应对。
Our whole person, our whole body, our whole being. When we respond, we should always respond with the attitude of worship.
我实在相信，到了最末后的时代，
I really believe in the end age.
神的儿女的难处越来越大。
The difficulties of God's people increase.
我们的工作上的难处。
Difficulties in our work.
我们身体上的难处。
In our body, health.
我们的彼此关系的难处。
Our relationship.
神儿女之间的难处。
Difficulties among God's children.
各种工作、家庭上的难处。
Work, family.
但是我相信神借着这些难处。
But I believe that by through these difficulties.
让我们学习敬拜。
God wants us to learn about worship.
有一天。
One day.
天上在敬拜的时候。
When there's heavenly worship going on.
启示录十四章。
Like in Revelation chapter 14.
说有一些的新歌，除了得胜的那些人以外，跟随羔羊的人以外。别人不能唱的。
So there are some new songs that only those who are following Jesus Christ and only those who are victorious can sing.
借着很多的难处。
So now through many of the
difficulties, 让我们学习敬拜。
God wants us to learn about worship.
让我们增加敬拜里面的分量。
And so we can add to the weight of this worship.
最后还是要用这个比方，用吃饭的比方。
And finally, I still want to use this example of meals.
神从我们这边得到的不是白饭。
God is not getting just a plain bowl of rice from us.
神从我们这边得到的是十斤炒饭。
God is getting a bowl of richly fried rice with many ingredients.
你里面加进去的调料是怎么加进去的？
What kind of sauce are you putting in there?
我特别喜欢吃福建炒饭。
I like the fried rice from Fujian the best.
哇，里面一样的调料怎么能够放进去的？
How do they put in all those sauce?
每一次的难处。
Every time there is a test.
每一次的打击。
Every trial and difficulty.
每一次的问题。
Every problem.
都是为我们积攒这些的调料。
Is to accumulate those sauce.
好让我们向着主的敬拜。
So that our worship toward God.
实在让神是满足的。
Will be satisfying to our God.
我们就停在这里。
Let's stop here.
亲爱的主，我们向你献上感恩。
Dear Lord, we give you our thanksgiving.
主啊，你让我们这些不配的人，主啊，你用你自己成为我们的满足。
Oh Lord, you have become our own satisfaction to people like us who are totally unworthy.
什么时候我们觉得我们要像为你来做一件事情的时候
？Whenever we feel like we want to do something for you.
什么时候我们觉得我们以为能够干一些什么来回报你的时候
？Whenever we feel like we could do something to pay you back.
我们实在觉得我们做不了什么。
We really cannot do anything.
我们唯有低头向你敬拜。
We can only bow down and worship you.
借着你给我们的新的灵、新的心和新的生命。
By the new spirit, new heart, new life that you give us.
借着你量给我们各样的环境。
By the circumstances that you have measured out for us.
好使我们这些不懂得敬拜你的人。
So that people like us who don't know how to worship.
成为能够敬拜你的人。
Can become who can worship.
是我们巴不得那一天与羔羊站在一起的。
We really long for the day that we can stand by the Lamb.
是我们这些的人。
Are going to be those of us.
主，我们不会唱新歌，但主要让我们来学习唱新歌。
We don't know how to sing the new hymn, but we want to learn.
巴不得有一天我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人
We hope one day when those of us who are in the Lord and having with the hope first
能够带领整个的宇宙万有
Can lead all the creations in this universe
来敬拜你来赞美你
To worship you and praise you
主啊你帮助我们
Lord help us
启示我们
Reveal to us
对付我们
Deal with us
让我们更单纯
So that we can be pure
单单的爱你
And love you only.
单单的敬拜你
And worship you only.
是你的满足
So that your heart could be satisfied.
也是我们最大的满足
And that would be our biggest satisfaction.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 不好意思，讲得很长了。